For the Purpose Critique Review Education Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents.
Welcome. It's time for the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party. I'm your archivist, your host, Wayne McKinnon.
And I am the curator,
that's Jersey Mike. I said curator. I've adapted that. I remember that. I like that a lot. So we're going to be playing some more Carlo Driggs music. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the second one. Go back and listen to the first one. We are basically bringing Carlo Driggs back to the man's voice, heritage of his music. He is coming through your speakers again, your car radio, your Bluetooth, your desktop computer, whatever it is you listen to. So let's get it started. Here it is.
And maybe with his paranormal or maybe some other universe.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's the other podcast. Yes. I'm going to make an announcement about that, just a little announcement at the end of this podcast. So we got about 10 or 11 songs to run through. We go through his career looking at different songs. Let's hit it first with what's known as the Raiders theme, okay? This was a song that was on the generic rock and roll album number one, the very first album that Paul Revere put out Carlo as a live album and Carlo and the Boys. What's interesting about this song, this was an original Carlo composition. He wrote it. He wrote it for a play that he was writing, kind of like West Side Story, where it was the Johnnies versus, I think it was the Sharks or something. Maybe not the Sharks, but I'll have to ask Tabitha.
I was going to say not the Johnnies versus the Depps.
No. But
I don't know. Oh, I know what you're like. It's like that other movie, The Outsiders.
Kind of like The Outsiders. Yeah, he was writing what was going to be a stage play production, but he never got around to recording. I asked him once point blank, I said, was there ever a studio recording of this? Anything else? He said, no. The only one that was done was the one that you hear here. So here it is from generic rock and roll album number one, Raiders theme. Saying that was just like an 80s concert. It was 1983, I believe, right in there.
That is just like coming out of history, man.
It was your youth. It was a double LP that they sold at the shows, and it just said generic rock album number one. I don't think it had number one on it, because later on he would did generic rock album number two, fans referred to as there was eventually number three. You know, we're going to get to those eventually, but we're just kind of going through reliving Carlo's life, his heritage of music. I'm talking too much. Let's get on to the next one. This is from, we haven't done one of the sound checks yet.
Oh, this is cool. I'm looking forward to this.
This is the sound check, a sound check from April 2015 from one of the shows he did down in Jackson, Tennessee.
One take.
First time ever, The Wanderer soundcheck from April 2015. I want you to hear that at the end. There's no audience, therefore the acoustics is very nice in there.
You know how they say you either have the it factor, you don't have the it factor when in the room?
Right.
He had the it factor.
Carlo had the it factor. He was the man to go to. We are also going through Cracker, Foxy, the year 2000, the other bands that Carlo played in, playing tracks from side ones and side twos of the order of their history. We're skipping year 2000 on this one because it's only one album, but getting into Cracker, the 1972 album, our first album, La Familia. This is track two, side one, Sunshine.
Just a tiny bit.
All right, knowing for what you know now, would you listen to that today?
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine. I think that just goes well. Sunshine, track two, side one from the Cracker first album, La Familia. So we're getting into... Carlo has two unreleased albums that were not released.
Wow.
One was semi-released, okay? Back about 2015, he was working with a gentleman named Tommy Paez. They were a duo. They were calling themselves Street of Dreams. They were revisiting songs that Sinatra would do, that time period, that kind of crooning, Dean Martin.
Oh, man, that's like the old Vegas-style rap.
Exactly,
pack.
Exactly. Oh, Thank you for putting that there. They did a 10-track album that they released it, printed it their own independently to sell at the shows they were doing. Tommy was on the guitar, Tommy Paez, and Carla was singing. Never got an official release digitally or anything. So we got 10 songs we're going to be drawing on here shortly.
Maybe you might be the one digitally curating this down the line. Who knows?
You know,
who knows where it's going to fall?
We're just curating it out there because this is for the purpose of critique, review, and education. Here is For Once in a Lifetime.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment where fate takes his hands. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Yes, once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a giant. I saw like an eagle as though I had wings. And this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. Cha! Just once in my lifetime, you know a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hands. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Yes, once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle as though I had wings. This is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. Yow! Hit me! Oh!
Bit like Sammy Davis,
yes.
tremendous voice.
And
wow.
I forgot to say the name of the album. Okay, so they called themselves Street of Dreams, Carlo and Tommy Paez. They called this album A Night at the Copa because it kind of had that live nightclub feel to it. Plus, it's a little tip of the hat there to Ricky Ricardo, hey?
That is just weird because that goes in all that timing of the gangsters.
Yeah,
Henry Hill, which I was watching last night, and
kind of like a song you would see on the Dick Tracy soundtrack movie, where they're coming, the street is all cloudy and there's fog coming off the manholes and steam, and here comes that car with the side runner running boards.
Wow,
perfect. All right, so yes, we're going to be playing Get Off probably a lot, different mixes, different versions, different things. I thought it was really cute when we talked to his daughter, Carlo's daughter, and Tabitha. I asked her what her favorite song was of her dad's, and Isabel said, "Oh, Get Off, because I like to roller skate to it." And then the movie
Roll... I was just going to say, was in a movie.
The movie Roll Bounce.
Now, he originally wrote that?
Him and his co-writer, or the guy also from Foxy, his name goes by the nickname Ish, or Angel. They wrote it together.
You know Angel good?
I've never met him.
Okay,
I was going to say,
wow. Maybe that's something down the podcast
eventually,
we can have him on.
We just got done. I want to get Tommy Paez. I'd love to have him on the podcast. I want to talk to him. I do want to talk to the gentleman who provided to Carlo the David Bowie stuff from the Driggs and the News. I got the we got a lot of lists. A
lot of stuff
out. A lot of podcasts, a lot of things, but let's get back to the music. Anyway, this was released and uploaded. There've been several different digital re-releases of Get Off thanks to Roll Bounce, the soundtrack movie released in 2005. In the song, there is almost like this party sound going in the back, like on Yellow Submarine.
Oh,
all that
cool
background noise. So this is a very enhanced, digitally new version of it. From November of 2018, here's your digitally enhanced version of Get Off.
Yeah.
digitally enhanced version after all the years of listening to it as being on a vinyl record or cassette tape or something that a friend recorded for me, or even the shoddy versions on YouTube. That is probably the most digitally enhanced version I have heard yet.
What I like about that is there's a movie, I'm trying to figure the name of it. I can't even get it on Google, but it was like... they were buying a lot of hot stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was the name of this movie, Hot Stuff.
Hot Stuff.
And that would have been perfect for scenes in that, like, you know, car chase or yeah. like playing the music scene, partying in the clubs. Oh, that would have been perfect. Yeah.
So anyway, we're sending that version of Get Off out to Isabel. That's her dad's favorite song because you can roller skate to it.
Yes, Isabel.
So.
Hello.
We're to that part of the podcast where you're going to read a page from Carlo's book, A Life's a Lead Singer's Life, and you're going to read page 30 from this. And now I want to address this. It's something that we're going to be working on. Eventually Tabitha will get this available for download again. It's just, you know, you got all these T's to cross, you got I's to dot. Life happens. It happens.
Sometimes it happens too fast.
Yeah, but I think at least we can share a page every week. Just go for it. Read on.
During the weeks that followed, Cracker and Paul Lorenzo developed a great working relationship as well as a friendship that would never be broken to this day. Unbroken to this day. Paul Lorenzo just at single-handedly invented the wet t-shirt in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, and beginning, we were one of the first backup bands for the contest. Oh, wow. As you can imagine, we were in the beginning of a college spring breaks, and the flying machine was packed with every night with incredible looking college women. We were in the middle of it. Back then, we started dressing up every night, buying all kinds of rock and roll clothes from the different little boutiques in town. And we were looking the part of rock stars. I'll never forget, on the third week of playing, Paul Lorenzo used to say, us, at least once every night, come on, boys, it's tequila time. Being 22 years old and having shots of tequila with your boss and getting hit on by beautiful women is a dream come true for us. You can't find that kind of situation nowadays. One night, the second show, we got off the stage all sweaty and went backstage to our dressing room. The dressing room door flung open, and in walks these two guys. One of them is an agent from Chicago who works for Barry Fox of Silver Fox Productions. His name is David Ross. And the other guy, Don Lally, a club owner of the famous club called The Rush Up on Rush Street in Chicago. All these droppings of names, we say, okay, we've heard of this, blah, 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 was our first response. They didn't quite know how to handle that. David Ross, being an agent, went on for the right for the jugular with Don Lally and wanted to offer. He finally came out with what he had in mind since he couldn't impress us dropping names. He was like 3 weeks at the club named The Rush Up, $3,000 a week and a week, oh my gosh, with a three-week option. A recommended place to stay, which meant we pay for it at a discount. And oh, yeah, we get a discount at the club for our meals. Oh, yeah. And we start in a week. Let me tell you, reading that, that is the true lifestyle of an 80s rock star. Wow. Well,
that was like 1971. That was when I know a lot of Carlo fans remember the Rush Street. He told me the stories about it back in Chicago. There you go, page 30.
Well, let me juice that back a little.
Go ahead.
10 years before. Fucking, I'm sorry, 70s rock star hitting women, hitting on you, partying, getting $3,000 a week. That's like, what's that in today's money? Like $10,000, maybe $12,000 a week?
Something like that amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carlo, you had a side we didn't know, or at least I didn't. You must have some good secrets, Wayne, that you don't want to talk about.
You know, there's other parts of the book that I just love, but we're going to get to. There's the parts about David Bowie and Mick Jagger, and back parts of the story. I mean, Paul Revere and the Raiders just didn't have drama back in the 70s, back in the 60s. They had drama in the 80s and the 90s with Paul Revere. And, you know, it's not saying it's a bad thing, but this stuff is going to come out because it's true.
You toured with them for a little bit, right?
I did not tour with them, no. I went to a lot of their shows. I went with Carlo to his shows in Tennessee. That was about it.
Like I said, you kind of toured with them, so you got to see the background and stuff like that, you know.
Yes.
So there must have been some crazy stuff that were like, you know, we don't want to talk about that. You probably saw, you know, which, that's rock and roll, right?
That's rock and roll,
What gets better than that?
let's get to our Paul Revere and the Raiders part of the podcast. Continuing on in with Blast Madman of Rock and Roll, here's the next set of the songs. This is Disco Music, which you'll remember the fans will. Him or Me, Hungry, Just Like Me, and Good Thing.
During the 70s, I hung it up a little while because of the disco music. Well, in the 70s, but that was it. Quit that crap. All right. There. That's it. Disco's gone. Paul Revere keeps rocking on. That's right. That's, I'm like bad breath. I refuse to go away. That's right. Okay, okay. You boys having fun?
Yeah.
All right. You like Raider songs? You like me? Here's one called Him or Me. Here we go. All right. Okay, boys. That's it. This is a very heavy song about a heavy subject.
Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, maybe. If it's so, well, I got to know. At you, and I think you're gonna help him up again. Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, baby, if it's so. Things my way, would you let me know today? And if you decide it's him, I'll change my plans. Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, maybe, if it's so. I got to know what you're gonna be. I am a
damn it! All right, all right, where's me? Ah, people say, Paul, you're back and you look better than ever. That's right, boy, I'm telling you, I feel good. I feel, no, we can't do that song. No, we didn't get the clearance, okay. But I feel exceptionally well, let me put it that way. Okay, oh, people want to know, what about albums? Let me show you, I got albums. That's right, kids. I'm back for your money. I'm back for your money. 37 of the Raiders' greatest hits. 37. That's right. Dig around that damn barrel at Kmart. We're there somewhere. Dig around that barrel. We're way down the bottom, just right by Johnny and Hurricanes. Look for us down there. Okay, and of course, we got the Radio Shack album, not doing so hot. Christmas album, too early. Okay, and of course, a live album, dead. Okay, I found out what the problem is. Albums cost too much money. Children out here, they spending money on other things like BMWs. They ain't got money to spend on albums. So I'm on your side. I came up with a great idea. Generic rock album number one. Show me your generic rock album. Anybody out there got one? See that? It's selling like hotcake. Okay, that's right. Generic rock album number one. I'm telling you, I'm saving you big bucks. I'm saving you big bucks. I'm saving you big bucks. You may ask, what am I saving them?
What are you saving them?
Big bucks. That's right. Look at that. Put the color picture off this front cover. I saved you $2. You take $2, $9.95. What you got?
$7.95.
$7.95, son. $7.95. I was looking at that. Saved you men right there. And on the back, we got nothing on the back. Nothing on the back. Laugh it up. Perfect. Nothing on the back. That's right. Usually put credits on the back. I give credit to no one. That saves you another $2. Now we got
$5.95.
Baby Raiders on a roll. Baby Raiders on a roll. Inside, we have more savings.
No more savings, please.
Yes. Inside, we have more savings. What about this? A naked album. That's right, kids. I left that damn sleeve off because that sleeve costs money. That white piece of paper, what is it good for? You can never get back in the album cover. And listen to the noise the drummer makes when you try. Okay, that's another dollar saved. What you got, my man?
$4.95, sir!
Baby Raider's working up a sweat. He's so excited. Now, look here. Look here. On the label, we have nothing written on the label. If they write on the label, it'll cost... I say, if they write on the label, it'll cost you money. Sometimes I have to slow down for the Grateful Dead fans out there. I don't mean to go too fast for you, gang. I said, what did they write on the label? What did they write on the label?
Song titles.
Song titles. That's right. They write song titles. If you want to know what's on it, and we didn't put no song titles on here. If you put song titles on here, it costs you money, and we left the song titles off, saving you money. Of course, if you want to know what's on this album, play that sucker. And I clean that up for you. Okay, that's right. And of course, here we got one more place to save money. No hole. Holes cost money. No need to go into that. Okay, and of course, this is it. And this is the one you want to get on the way out. I'll be out there and I'll be autographing them. That's right, I'm telling you, I'm going to be selling out tonight. So I thought what we could do is another song. Baby Raider, do you have any choice of any songs off of this great album? Huh? Dinner music. The Baby Raider, speaking of dinner music. And I'm on a diet. I love these fish sandwiches I got now. Okay, a little dinner music, boys. Here we go. Oh, God, he's looking at me.
Something that you did, you can't figure out. Now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I've got this need, I just can't control, and it's just driving me insane. Oh, I can't take it, no, because I'm hungry for those good things, baby.
Easy.
Spend sweetest wine.
Back, stay back.
It's just the world you live in. I'm gonna own someday. It's this place of high where we can stay alone.
Goes again.
Can almost taste it.
We gotta do something about that boy.
And see his wife.
Back.
I ain't gonna waste it now.
Back.
It's funny, boy.
Wow, man.
You gonna spend each minute, 10 hours a day. Till I get my fare. Cause I've been rolling it. Don't you know I will? Yes, I will. Now what I'm going to do is a song I wrote in the back of this car. Oh, I can't write them like I used to, but when I was a boy, I was never a boy, but when I was a small man, I used to jump in the back of here. I wore out the back of this car writing this song. Just
she said, if she come home to me each day, now you be my girl. That's what I like, your sweet, sweet love without a fret. Yes, just like me to feel so good and fall so much in love with you. Just like you to say goodbye. You leave me alone, won't you cry? Watch it now, watch it. For what I like, for you to say, as you come home to me each day. Just like me, you're just like me. I am no fool, that's how I'll be. You're just like me.
Mikey likes
to
it.
Say goodbye. You're leaving me alone, we're on to
the whole world loves a ballad. A beautiful love song about teenage romance in the back of a car. All right. This is my favorite thing, of course. It's one of my favorite things. What is my favorite thing, you may ask?
What is your favorite thing?
Okay, first of all, I check the crowd out. I see that there's people my age sitting in the back.
No, your age? No way, Paul.
With Kleenex in their ears. That's right. When you get older, your hearing gets better.
Huh?
See? Okay. So, and they look up. Let's check it out. Every once in a while, somebody comes in to see us. There's a whole different, you know, different generation. That's right. Because I come out of the 60s, you understand? But every once in a while, I bump into a guy who drives a BMW, and he calls himself a yuppum. What is that? Oh, yuppie. Yuppie. Baby Raider. He knows these things. I thought it was a yuppum. Yuppie. That's right. These guys drive BMWs, and they give me a bad time.
Hey, why are you wearing that funny suit, man?
These guys. I ain't ready for these guys. I drink beer, they drink white wine. I wear a Mickey Mouse watch, they wear a Rolex. I eat hamburgers, they eat sushi.
Oh.
You ever eat sushi?
No.
Well, eventually you will. There's not enough towel in the world to dry off this nose. Thank you.
Medic, medic!
It's okay. Anyway, the sound man was having a good time, wasn't he? Spinning them damn knobs up there, that's okay. Of course, you guys all recognize that song. That was a big Led Zeppelin hit. Whole Lot of Love. That's right. We turned it down just a little bit. We couldn't get the publishing, so we can't do it. Okay, here's one of Charles. Good Thing, one of my favorite Raider songs, 1967. All right, you ready to rock? Let's do it.
Sees his world, he's got to die. You're feeling bad vibrations, man. Hey!
song.
Part two of The Last Madman of Rock and Roll. Paul, like Carlo DeVoys.
Yeah, but it's like you just said, somebody gave you an explanation of something. That's great about, it's like Monopoly. There's only so many...
I'll explain it. I'll tell it now.
Go ahead, yeah, good.
It's back when I first was becoming a fan of Paul Revere and the Raiders and went to my first concert, which is going to be a good segue to this. I met Roger Hart, okay, Alex Hart's son, who we had on the podcast when we did the first memorial kind of thing for Carlo. Met him way back in the day in the 80s. Roger Hart would talk your leg off you. He still does. I was asking him about a certain song not getting into the top 40 at the time, because well-educated gentleman, knows radio and stuff. I asked him, why didn't the Monkees song from their 1987 release, Heart and Soul, from the album Pool It, get anywhere near the top 40? And Roger explained it like this to me, which is parallel to a lot of things. It's like the top 40 is like a parking lot. You got 40 spaces for cars. And every week, you got 110, he just picked the number 110, it's probably 1,010 now, cars trying to get into those 40 parking spots. Not everyone can get in. And that kind of parallels a lot of different things in life, whatever your production is.
Your job.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's like, you know what? But you keep trying to get in, and eventually, I believe, if you do get in, you will get one shot. Now, wherever it goes, yes, at least you have it. Because we're talking about...
Gets us to the part of the podcast where it's Louie Go Home's corner. This is a comrade who I appreciate providing some material. He picks one song, and it's a feature for this part of the podcast.
I like that because today starts baseball season, and we used to have on Channel 9 Kiner's Corner. He was the announcer for the Mets. Had this. Louie, you have your own corner on the podcast forever. Thank you, sir.
This is a beautiful thing because Carlo Driggs did his very first gig of the Raiders back in February 1983, and it was recorded from the audience. This is what's simply known as the Rolling Stone Medley. This is Ruby Tuesday, Under My Thumb, and Jumpin' Jack Flash. 36 years ago, the first time Carlo Driggs fronted Paul Revere and the Raiders, Vancouver, B.C.
Carl, you scared the hell out of the front row here. Yeah. Old lady was sitting there right in the middle of a drink. Bam! All of a sudden, she had a fruit suit in her lap. Okay, all right. So, Carl's arm was having it. He just having too much fun up here. Sees all these pretty girls just pole balls back and forth across the stage. Busy, busy. All right, I'm kidding. Oh, I promise to teach these people things. I told them you'd learn things if you come into this show. I tell you, you know, when he's making fun of that disco thing, that whoop, whoop. Remember this song? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a surprise, surprise. You know what? That song, what was the name of that song?
Get Off.
That was a disco song. It was called Get Off. It was recorded by a group called Foxy, and the lead singer in that group, and also the guy that wrote that song, is standing right before your very eyes here. Yeah, right. That's old Carl Drake. Is that nice hand for Carl here?
Yeah!
All right. Just because you did disco, I'm going to hold it against you. I wouldn't hold it against him anyway, would I? No, that was a good song. That was a good song. Do you realize that was nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah.
The first song he ever wrote in his life. Yeah. And it gets nominated for a Grammy for the best disco song of the year in 1977?
78.
See, I was close. Damn right. See, I remember these things. 1978. First song he writes gets nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
We've had 20 hit records and not one damn nomination for a Grammy. But the kid here, first time out of the chute, one song, one stinky little dump, whoop, whoop, and he gets nominated for a Grammy. Are you really pissed me off, kid? Yeah. Alright, I'll tell you what. Now that was not. That, you had a very exciting year. Not only did he have a hit record that year, but he went on tour all over Europe and opened for the Rolling Stones on their European tour. Oh, Mick Jagger, did you see how he worked the crowd? Oh, he remembers. Well, let's do a little Mick Jagger. Let's do some Rolling Stone here. See how well you learned on that tour.
Yesterday, dog, my dear, in peace, God.
Mick Jagger was 40 years old back in 1983.
Oh, wow.
What is he now, 80 or 70?
Still rocking.
Actually, I know how old Mick Jagger is. He's 78-ish.
Wow.
Because every year I know when I hear on the radio or in the entertainment, whatever, it's Mick Jagger's birthday. He's turning such and such age. I'm like, ah, that's how old my parents are turning
oh,
this
there
year.
You go.
So it's 79. Pretty good, pretty wow. good. Thank you, Louie Go Home. That's it for Louie Go Home's Corner. We got one more song we're going to play, and then I'm going to make a little more announcements about the CDs and stuff. Just want to get the information out. So, I always wish that Carlo would have done more Billy Joel songs.
Oh, wow.
He does it really well. He was doing some stuff fronting a band back in 2014 for nightclubs and stuff in the bar, pubs, a band called Spill the Wine. This is them doing You Might Be Right, the Billy Joel cover. Love this.
I was stranded in the combat zone. I walked through Memphis, died alone. Even rode my motorcycle in the rain. To satisfy you, I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way. You made me right, I made me crazy. Take your luck and fall, turn out the light.
Wine from 2014 doing You May Be Right. I'm going to be trying to reach out eventually to some of these guys from like the band from Spill the Wine or Tommy Paez, Art Casardo. I got people I want to get on the podcast to talk about Carlo.
That's what it's all about.
The Voodoo Dance Party.
Doesn't get better than this.
Monday morning, you can download this whole podcast again, just with the music, the songs back to back, no space in between, and with no talking. Also, getting ready to kind of put together what my thoughts are on the Voyage of the Paranormal Hour, which was the podcast me and Carla were working on, and I found the announcement. Let's play the announcement.
Play the announcement.
This is what
here's the man himself.
This is what I found this on a chip when we were working on it, getting ready to start doing his podcast. He made his own introduction.
I'd like to welcome everybody to my Voyage of the Paranormal Hour. My name is Carlo Driggs, and I've always had an interest in things of the unknown. It's not scary. It's only scary when we don't understand them. Anything from aliens, angels, Bigfoot, UFOs, conspiracy theories, science, astronomy, the moon, time traveling, ghost hunting, everything unknown and in between. But I'm sure you're going to find this as interesting as I found it. And this is Voyage of the Paranormal Hour. My name is Carlo Driggs.
And we're basically picking up the flag, the baton. We're going to be inviting people on to all those kinds of topics. I figure it's best. I'm going to reach out to two Raider fans I know who actually followed Carl Driggs' career. I'm not going to say their names. One guy I'm familiar with, his initials are RF. And there's another one.
Not Ralph Furley from...
No, not Ralph Furley.
Not Mr. Ralph Furley.
No, not Ralph Furley. And another guy, I'm sorry I can't remember your name, but your initials is a D and your band is letter C and letter B. I'll be contacting you guys and you'll know it. But anyway, download this on Monday morning. Listen to it again with all the music back to back with no spaces between the songs because that's the way Carlo liked it. Have a good evening.